You're listening to DVD Talk Radio.
What do you think it is about
Look at these little
that makes it so unique?
Just the concept of the show. I think there's nothing else. There's nothing else like it on air, and the fact that they can be so creative with their storylines. There's no stopping them. They can do whatever they want because they've opened up this door of having an island that's, you know, a little bit mythical, and things go on here that wouldn't normally go on. So they can do anything.
Was there anything uniquely challenging about playing a pregnant character?
Many things. I mean, just everything you are doing with your body is different at that stage of pregnancy. It's not about looking pretty. It's about, you know, being able to sit down without being uncomfortable. And that, you know, it was a lot of fun, you know, talking to people and figuring those things out and just observing. And
how much of your character's story arc are you told in advance to prepare, or do you find it out as the episodes come through?
Yeah, you know, you find out certain things as it goes on. You know, we're not given scripts much in advance. But as far as important factors, you're sort of told things that would, you know, look silly if you didn't know, but not much.
What do you kind of tell yourself to prepare? You know, how do you fill in the blanks?
Just as far as the show in general?
Yes.
You know, I think with TV, you have a background for your character in your mind, of, you know, where she's come from, what she's doing, what her past and her child life, you know, childhood growing up has been like. And then, you know, sometimes you're wrong. You can't do anything about that because we don't have episode 20 on episode 1. So that's definitely something with television that's kind of an interesting thing to work with as an actor, because you don't want to make decisions, character decisions, that are going to maybe not make sense later on. But, you know, they work with us really well on that. So,
working here in Hawaii, were you a little bit isolated from the fact that the show was becoming such a phenomenon? Did it take you a while to, like, get how big it was?
No, I mean, in L.A., you know, it's more hectic, definitely. But, you know, no, I mean, people are so into it here, too, and I think they love the fact that it's shot here, and it's, you know, just one of those cool things that people like when they live, you know, on a location where we're shooting. And everyone's been great, though. You know, there's never hasn't been anyone strange or...
Does your life feel really different now after a year of doing the show and becoming such a phenomenon?
Yeah, a lot busier, and just, you know, loving what I do, so...
Aside from the obvious fact you're on a beautiful island, is there anything, you know, uniquely different about filming a show on Hawaii versus working on the mainland?
Yeah, I think it's just so much. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's so much more of a
the band.
relaxed environment in general. I mean, obviously, when you're working, it's kind of the same anywhere. It's the same vibe, you know, but I think when you are in a surrounding like this, it kind of makes people just appreciate life a little bit more and be a bit nicer. So, yeah, it's a great feeling actually working here. It's really nice.
What do you do with your offset time? Like, do you have anything that you've gotten into over here? Or?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm here and I have time, downtime, amazing beaches, what more could you want? You know, hiking, it's just gorgeous.
Have you explored all the islands? Have you had a chance?
No, I haven't yet, actually. I spent a lot of time going back to LA, so I haven't yet, but I'd really like to do that. So, yeah, really want to go to Kauai. So, we do that this year.
What's the best perk about being a celebrity? What's the best perk you've received since you kind of broke through with the show?
Best perk?
Yeah, like the best little goodie or cool experience that resulted from it.
God, I don't know. That's a difficult question. I'm not into that kind of stuff. For me, just, you know, being on a show like this and just appreciating it. And, you know, people love watching us and we love entertaining them. So just that feeling for me is pretty damn cool.
Do you have much creative input into the arc of your character?
Not, I mean, you know, they're open to talking about things, but, you know, there's so many characters with so many ideas of where they're going that the writers have. I think that it's kind of hard to have too much input when there's 15 people.
Do the writers, you know, kind of separate off and each writer's kind of attached to a few characters, or does everybody try to handle everyone?
Yeah, everyone's kind of handling everyone, which is kind of nice. It allows for, kind of unique ideas for everyone, so.
Is there anything you'd like to see, Claire go through in the upcoming season, or?
Well, yeah, I think for Claire this season, as far as, now having, had her child and dealing with the prospect of being a mother for a little while, which had no intention on doing. But also, she's kind of gained, in a weird way, a lot of independence back, being in a place like this, where there's a lot of physical activity required just for survival. She can now do that. Even with the baby, it's a lot easier with the baby than, being pregnant, moving around. So, a lot more activity for Claire, I think. A lot more going on for her. So.
You've been listening to DVD Talk Radio. Find DVD Talk Radio online at dvdtalkradio.com.